No.
No, you were.
That stuff was so.
You're too young. It was supposed to.
You couldn't.
Calhoun was supposed to be one of the most thorough purges that you could take.
Purge.
You know, to clean your liver up or something like that. I know my grandmother was. She believed in Calhoun, but if you Calhoun was a dangerous drug or.
What did you take?
To take because it would have some effect. If you left it in your system, it would have effect on your teeth as to making you lose.
That's right, yeah.
So after you
make had, your gums water.
That's right. After you took Calhoun, they used to give you a series. It took about a day to take the required number of capsules of Calhoun. And then you're supposed to let that work for a day. And then you had to take, after the Calhoun series, you would take Epsom salts or castor oil or something to work the Calhoun out of you so you'd be all right. And boy, you thought that was a real ordeal to go through. It really made you sick real bad. So.
What did you take it for, usually?
For business and believing. Kind of like a spring tonic, or he used to give it for more, a lot of different things. He used to give it to you even for bad colds. They said that you were susceptible to colds if your system wasn't clean, you weren't eliminating properly, things like that.
They thought
would be a primer to make your system operate a little more efficiently, I guess. I don't know. But I outgrew the malaria or something because I never had it after I was 11 or 12 years old. And then I was operated on for appendicitis when I was 11. I spent my 11th birthday in the Hotel Du in New Orleans.
Well, you know, before, did they know what it was when you were operated on it?
Yeah,
they used not to know. Some folks used to die from it, didn't they?
That's right. If you let it go too long, it would rupture. And set, what is it? Poison peritonitis would set in. It was just an abdominal cavity poisoning that used to kill you. You know.
Yeah.
If you had a ruptured appendix.
Do you remember what it was? What people called it before they knew what it was? Before they knew what the appendix was? Did you ever hear him talk about?
No, I never did.
Locked bowels or anything like that?
Well, I guess some physicians might have diagnosed it as wrong, as locked bowels and things like that. But this doctor that I went to knew what it was.
Other diseases that happened around here? What about that one that children would choke to death at night, you know, sometimes?
That's diphtheria.
Yeah.
Well, there was none. I heard isolated cases, but, you know, not. It wasn't a common.
Yeah.
But
did you ever get
mud? In my generation, it wasn't. Maybe it was bad, you know. A lot of things that go from generation to generation get magnified from one generation to the next. Maybe there'd be two or three isolated cases that your mother or your father had heard about and tell you about it in your generation and magnify it a little bit, you know, as being such a common horror in their age. It wasn't. It was probably no greater percentage of happening than it would be in your generation.
Yeah, but I guess when people...
When people were not knowledgeable of what was happening, it did scare them more, and they would be more